The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it. It's a Tuesday, the day before Snowman shows up. We'll be here to...
Is school going to be canceled?
Hang out with you. No, I don't think so.
Is radio
supposed to
be,
it's supposed to be the afternoon. No, radio never gets canceled. That's because we're professionals. Look it up. 402-464-5685. Saturday Heyman Text Line, Honda Lincoln Hotline. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of our family and hanging out with us each and every single day. And for the next 2 hours, you can, in fact, reach out on the Saturday Heyman Text Line. And you can see what's going on in the Sardar Heyman live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. If you want the number, 402-464-5685. If you're hanging out with us, you'll know. Jay Foreman will tell you, let him know about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop located at 84th and Havelock. I always say every type of meat, every type of cut.
Good stuff. All the good stuff. We're a week away from Tomahawks.
Yep.
So, Jake will be back. He'll have to face the music. And
yeah, where is he? Yeah, I put out an APB all the way out there in Hawaii, man. Everybody looking for him.
I'm actually happy for Jake that he took some time, him and the wife, and they went. And
I ain't just happy for him. You're a Dolphin fan.
You know, just,
he need to
just
be back here facing the music. He magically timed it up that he's nowhere to be found.
Well, look, normally playoff football is not necessarily a thing for him. So he doesn't necessarily plan to be in this space. So I understand. I mean, you know, young man, you know, recently married, he deserves to just go and do his thing. So bravo. But he'll be back, I believe, Thursday, where we can give him some grief to do that. Lots of things in play. And, again, I want to thank we got some donations yesterday, and then we got some this morning. I got two texts from folks who made donations to young people in Nebraska schools so they could have lunch. And money will be sent to we had three different schools that we were asked to send to, and we made arrangements for those to happen. So thank you for the listeners who are hitting us up on YouTube, who did it through Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. We had folks. We even had somebody drop off cash and envelope, and we transferred over and did the thing. So, Jay Foreman, what's the biggest takeaway for last night, Cowboys and Buccaneers?
It is what it is. The Bucs run was, you know, kind of what it was. You know, Brady showed up and, you know, won a Super Bowl, and they just, you know, the Bucs just looked lethargic and not very good all year. I think the Cowboys put some teams on notice that you got to take them seriously, and you know, they played great, and Tampa played horrible, and anytime Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, we'll get into whether he should retire or not. But anytime any quarterback throws the ball 66 times, that's a recipe for disaster.
Ugh.
It's a recipe for a double disaster when you have a very porous offensive line, mostly due to injuries throughout the whole season. Obviously, a lack of running attack and explosiveness. It just was not a good look at Tampa. But, you know, you give all the credit to Dallas. They took advantage of what they need to. They started out fast and, took it from there. And, now we're in the second round of the playoffs. And now it really starts to get down to the nitty-gritty. I think it's a great first weekend for the NFL, the playoffs. I will tell you this, DP. I ran into my man Charles, and I've been knowing Charles ever since I moved back to Lincoln. When I was working out at a place called Prairie Life, he was there. Good brother. I ran into him today at Sam's Club. And he told me to tell you this, DP.
Uh-oh.
Anytime, anywhere that you want to discuss the Cowboys, that he's a diehard Cowboys fan, and you need to stop hating on the Cowboys.
I'm going to say this to Charles. Charles, we haven't met. And as Jay-Z says, allow me to reintroduce myself.
Yeah, he said, stop hating on the Cowboys because they came with it.
I'm happy for Cowboys fans to have their moment before the fall. See, because first of all, Charles, I'm old school DC. So it was injected in my veins when the doctor slapped me on the butt. He said, Dallas sucks. Like, that's how deep this run with me. And see, I know the Cowboys better than every Cowboy fan out there. Every single one. I know your stuff better than you do. I know your tendencies. I know your play calls. I do. You know what? I stalk it because I dislike you that much. That much. So when you come to me about the evil empire, and that's what they are, that's who they are, and that's how they live, that owner of yours, look, we have a terrible owner in D.C. Your owner is worse. Worse. There's no excuse. There's no excuse to have Dak Prescott and to be fighting on the road in a playoff game. Washington almost made the playoffs with three different quarterbacks. They beat you with a freshman, an NFL freshman, in his rookie debut. Spanked your bottom. Took it. Take this and go home, Dallas.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt. A classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow. But I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So, you want to have a conversation with me about that star? Come on. Come on, I got 60 years of venom when it comes to the evil empire. And guess what? chewing. I came to chew gum and kick Dallas Cowboy fans' tail, and I'm fresh out of bubble gum. Come on, come on.
But are you really saying that after last night, though?
I said it after last night because I'm the same every day.
But
I'm the same every day.
Ask you this though. As much as you hate the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
and I have a dislike for the Cowboys because mm-hmm. when you play for Houston, it's
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like the blood in the Crips. You
yep.
know what's up.
Yep.
But you got to respect what they did last night.
I don't have to respect nothing about them.
You can. I can. Like, I hate
don't
Colorado.
Have to.
I'll respect them if Deion takes them to somewhere.
Look, my daddy has a name, and it is not Jerry Jones. I don't have to respect them at all. I don't have to like them. I don't have to speak kind of them or nothing. I gave them credit by at least acknowledging them by name and not calling them the evil empire.
Hey.
Like, I don't have to do anything. Congratulations, you won. Do your thing. Enjoy yourself. Throw your confetti. Put on your cowboy, girl cowboy boots. Put them on. Shine up the white boots, so because I know you got them in your closet. And you probably got a cowboy cheerleader outfit in the closet, too. But that's something between you and your wife, and you need to talk it out and work it out. But if you want to talk cowboys to me, right. I hope I'm going to say it out loud.
So you're a Niners fan.
All week long. I'm wearing the scarlet and gold. I'm talking about you. Listen, you don't get to claim Charles Haley. He's a Niner. He's a Niner. You don't get to claim Deion. He's a Niner. Stop it. Stop it. In a place where, I don't know, the 49ers got two great quarterbacks better than Staubach. How about that?
Deion's not a Redskin? He played for the
Redskin? No, he is not a Redskin. He is not a Redskin. I wouldn't put that on him. He don't deserve that evil in his life.
Dang. I would at least claim him. He came over there. He was him and Daryl Green.
Look, I enjoyed his visit to D.C.
Yeah,
but he didn't get any on him.
Deion's much smarter than that.
Deion was like, "Listen, I'm here. What is it? I'm here for the party. I'm not here for long."
Yeah.
So we're good with that. Listen, Niner fans, let me firmly and fully announce that for the next 6 days, I will leave the fan portal to wear the colors of the San Francisco 49ers. I will ride with you. I will stand with you. I will cheer with you. And in the meanwhile, guess what? If by chance the Niners find a way to go into Santa Barbara and steal out a win, guess what? There will be another team. And whether it's the New York Football Giants or the Philadelphia Eagles, I will still be rooting against the Cowboys. Matter of fact, if the Cowboys lose, I'm still going to be rooting against the Cowboys.
You said it's Cowboys affinity against the Cowboys, right? Infinity.
ABC. Anybody but Cowboys. That's why the alphabet, that's how you know God is not a Cowboys fan, because he put them letters together. He put that thing together because he was sick and tired of it. Now, Charles.
Charles is a good brother, though, man.
Oh, we'll high five.
He's a good brother,
look,
though.
We'll high five along the way, but you want to talk that yada yada about the Cowboys.
I hate the Cowboys just like everybody else, but I'm going to give them respect that Dak represents.
I gave them – look, I said they played well last night. Bravo. Bravo. Look, I don't have to hate from across the fence. They hate themselves. They don't like each other. They don't want to hang out with each other. The owner really, you know, as much as he paid them, he really don't like them, right? Ask the current cow. Ask Dak how many times he's been to Jerry Jones' house. Go ahead and ask that question. Listen.
Dak been over there. Them other dudes.
It's going to be a long week for the Cowboy fans because I'm going to talk 49ers. Now, just because I'm going to – you know what we're going to do tomorrow, Austin? We're going to collect all of those moments from – 49er and Dallas playoff history. You know those moments?
Supercut.
One, we can start directly with the greatest catch in postseason history. The greatest catch in postseason history. A Dallas team that should have just gone to the Bay and strolled into the Super Bowl. But instead, they forgot the one dude on the field who could beat them. The one guy on the field that you need to cover. They had three Cowboys. Ask Everson Walls and Michael Downs why. How did you get your head turned and how did you forget about that man wearing number 87? How did you forget about Dwight Clark in the back of the end zone? Look, you didn't even have to defend 10 yards. You only had to defend him, the ball, and the back of the end zone. And somehow, you allowed Dwight Clark to elevate, for him to rise up like an angel and extend his hands and in the back of the end zone snatch a victory from the jaws of Dallas defeat. Cowboys, what's it like to be a part of the greatest moment in postseason history against you? Oh, another moment where Dallas failed miserably? Jackie Smith in the end zone, wide open. He's got to be the sickest man in America. Oh, are we done? No, because if you go to the tundra, take Bart Starr. All they had to do in the frozen. He couldn't fall forward in the ice. But guess what? He dug a hole and he got behind Forrest Gregg and he got behind that Green Bay line.
They pushed
Jethro Pugh and Bob Lilly, two of the all-time greats, and just iced them. Ice, baby. Touchdown, Green Bay. Go home, Dallas. Oh, can we talk about the Steeler Cowboy Super Bowls? Can we talk about
Tony Romo.
If you
off.
Ever want to get me going, ask me to bring up the evil empire, and I will deliver. Let's go to break. Cheers, 49ers. Here's to you. Kicking Dallas's tail.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.